While writing, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is teaching, if it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. And if it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully." Here ends the reading of God's word. His blessing abides upon it. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word, your truth revealed to us. We thank you, Lord, that your word teaches us who you are and how to live in a way that glorifies you. Lord, your word teaches us about who we are as your people and our identity in you. And so, Father, I pray that through your word this morning, you will remind us of who we are as your people and as your family, and how you want us to live as a result of it today. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was a kid, one of the things I used to play with was a toy that looked like this. Everybody remember Mr. Potato Head? And you would arrange all the different parts, and you could make him look really funny by how you would arrange all the parts. But all the different parts, and you put it together and assemble it into one unit. And that's what Mr. Potato Head was supposed to look like when he was done. But often when he was in the box, he looked like that. You know, his pieces were strung all over the place and all those many different parts. And you would see it like that. You'd say, that doesn't make sense. But all those different parts could be assembled and put into one body. That's a picture of the church of Jesus Christ, of who we are, of who God called us and made us to be, both locally here at Reich's Church, denominationally as our EC family, and worldwide through the Church of God. We are the body of Christ. Members join to Him with all different parts, all different roles, and we all look different. And don't you thank the Lord we're not all the same? He didn't make us all the same. But we all look different, and we all have different interests, and we all have different parts. But God has brought us all together and arranged us into one, into His body, one body. And as we come to this part of Romans, as Paul was now into the practical part of teaching and how our faith and being in that right relationship with God demonstrates into right living and relationships, today he's talking about how we live that out as right relationships with one another within the church as one body in Him. So this morning, for a few minutes, let's look through the Word of God. And I ask you as well to put your finger in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, a marker in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and in Ephesians chapter 4, because we're going to be referring to those chapters and as well. So keep a finger there as we discover three truths about who you and I are as one body in Christ. First, as one body, we all belong to each other. And Paul reminds us of that. Now, Mr. Potato Head, all those different parts were different, but they all belonged to him. And they all were arranged and fit together, just as you and I, as members of the body in Christ, all belong to each other. Notice what he says. He says, just as the body in verse 4, each one of us has one body with many members, and all these members are not of the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member, what's it say, belongs to all the others. And that we are all joined together in Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talking to the church there, and reminded him about how we are all one body with different gifts that God's brought us together. He said, in beginning in verse 12, the body is a unit, though he is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they all form one body. And so it is with Christ. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free. We were all given one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part of many. And if the foot should say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, it for not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But God arranged all the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they all were one part, where would the body be? For one, many members, many parts, one body. The Lord has joined us all together in Christ. And when you became a believer and you were saved by him, you become a part of his body, belonging to Jesus as our head. So that values you. That no one should feel excluded, because we all belong to each other. And we all are part of his family, joined together to each other. That when one suffers, we all suffer. When one shares joys, we all share joys. Because nothing can happen to one part of the body that doesn't affect the rest of us. Because we share that bond together as God brought us in him. One in Christ. And there's the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He arranged many parts, but brought together into one. As one body, we all belong to each other, joined to Christ, and we are all united together in love. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, he says, as a prisoner of the Lord, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all, through all, and in all. He reminded the Romans in verse 3, where he said, by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. For there is no place within the church for us to think more highly of ourselves, to think of we're greater than anybody else. Because we are united together in love. In Christ's love for us and our love for one another. It's a bond that holds us together as one in him. And we all share a common purpose. Paul says that he is a unit. The Lord is the body is a unit. Though it's made of many parts, we all form one body. And we all share a common purpose, and that common purpose is to know Christ and to make him known. To love the Lord with all of our heart and soul and mind, and to love others as well. To share the good news of the gospel with those who don't know. For us to seek to love Jesus more passionately, be committed to him and his truth. We share that common purpose. That's what joins us together. Is that bond of knowing that love for Christ and a love for a world that so desperately needs him. One body united together, and we all belong to each other as we all belong to Christ. But because that's true, secondly, as one body, we all need each other. Because we all belong and we all fit, we're all part of the body, we all need each other. Paul says, the eye can't say to the foot, I don't need you because you're not as important to me. The ear can't say to the hand, because you're a hand and I'm an eye, and I'm an eye and you're a hand, I'm more important than you. There's no place for that in the body of Christ. We all need each other because every part is absolutely essential. We can't be the church without you. Without each one of us. Every one of us is an essential part to play. And we all are needed within God's family and valued. And again, he tells us in verse 3 to 5, he says that we, not one of you should think highly, more highly of yourself than you ought. For just as the body has many members and all these members don't have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many belong to the other, all the others. And if we go back to 1 Corinthians 12, Paul goes on to say, the eye cannot, verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you, and the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are presentable are treated with special modesty. Unpresentable, treated with special modesty. And so there should be no division in the body, but all the parts have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. You are an absolutely essential part of the body. And God has made you a part, brought you into the family because he loves you. And your role is essential and is needed. And don't ever feel, oh, I just come and I just give, or I just do that. What I do is not important. Or I do this little job, or I serve behind the scenes, it's not important. No, every one of you is an essential part of the body of Christ. You believe that? We're all needed. We all need each other. And we all have different roles to play within the body. Every part is essential. Could you imagine what would happen if the whole body was an eye? How would you smell? Or if the whole body was a foot, everybody would want to go all these different places, but what else would be done? If the whole body was an ear, you'd hear everything, but you wouldn't be able to do anything else. Every single part of the body, God gave us all the different parts of our body to work together. And every part is essential and is needed, and so it is in the body of Christ. I come across this little cartoon that says it has the brain. You know, I guess that's not the brain, that's the intestine talking to the hand and talking to the eye. And they said, if you ever think we should figure out a way we could work together, could you imagine if the different parts of the body were working against each other? And if they work against each other, that doesn't make the body healthy and nothing ever will be accomplished. But working the body, parts of the body working together as God designed it in his beautiful creativity of how our body is so complex, but every part of it works together as one unit and what is done through that. And that's how it is within the church. And this cartoon says, these sheep are discussing, they said, I think the whole body parts idea is cool. And the other sheep says, yeah, everyone plays a part and every part is necessary. And the other sheep says, except for the appendix. He says, I wonder who the appendix is. You know, sometimes they take the appendix out and they say that's not needed, but really in the church of God, there is no appendix. We're all needed. We're all important and have a job to do. Every part is absolutely essential and no part is completely independent. He says, you should not have the attitude, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, thinking, well, I don't need anybody else. I don't need anybody else around me. Or I don't need any help. I don't need someone in church to help me. I can do this myself. The hand shouldn't say, the eye shouldn't say to the foot, I don't need you. You're not important. No, no part is completely independent. It says we all belong to each other. All the parts belong to each other. And so we are not independent. We are interdependent. And God created the church and arranged the parts of the body that we all need each other and are interdependent upon each other. Using the gifts and abilities that God's given us within the good for the whole health of the whole body as we all work together. So as one body, we all belong to each other. As one body, we all need each other. And third, as one body, we have all been given different gifts for the good of the body. Notice what verses 4 through 6. Six through 8. He says, we have different gifts according to the grace given us by God through his grace. They're called grace gifts given by the Holy Spirit. that God has given to us. He lists several here: prophecy, teaching, service, encouragement, giving, leadership, mercy, but there's many, many more. But God has given us his gifts, and again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and Ephesians chapter 4, that's why I ask you to refer, that he lists those gifts for us. And he's given you and I those gifts, he says, every one of us, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit of the gifts have been given, as he so determines. Sometimes we say, well, oh, I wish I had that gift that somebody else has. But no, we shouldn't cover what someone else has, but what God has given you and I is he gives the gifts best as he knows what's best for each of us. Why? So that the body of Christ can function properly. He's given us all different gifts and different functions that when we use those gifts, the whole body, the whole church functions well. If one of our parts of our body is not working well, then the rest of the body suffers. If all of us are not using the gifts that God has given us in the good of the church, then the whole body, the church body, suffers and does not function the way God designed it to be. God has given us that. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4 again and see that in the scripture. I had that chapter. Verse 7. For each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. He's given it to us. And it's all been given for the common good of the church, that the church may be built up as Christ has given it. Then it was some he gave apostles and prophets and so on. The list there for us. And given for the common good, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 says, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given the Spirit, and so on. The Spirit's gifts are listed there. So that the body of Christ may function well. So I ask you, are you performing your duty as a part of the body? Are you doing the part that God's called you to do? He says here in Romans, if it's teaching, then teach. If it's giving, then give well and give generously. If it's encouragement, then encourage others. If it's showing mercy, do it cheerfully. If it's serving, then serve well. But whatever gift you've given, he says, do it, use it. And use it effectively for the good of the body. So are you performing your part of the body? Are you doing what God's called you to do and gifted you to do? Not what he's gifted anybody else to do, but what he's gifted you to do. And are you doing that well? And so maybe you say, but Dan, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. It's not that I'm not willing to do it. It's just I don't know. I don't know how he's gifted me. I don't know what my role and my function is, where I fit in the body. So what are your spiritual gifts? Do you know? It says to every one of you, every one of us, God has given gifts for the good of the church. So what may they be? Well, the scripture gives us several lists. And Paul has four lists of spiritual gifts in Romans, 1 Corinthians, and in Ephesians. They're listed here for you. Just take a look over that list. I'm not going to read them all. But just look over that list and see where you feel God has gifted you, where you fit into that. Because he's given you at least one of these, maybe two or three. But he's given you at least two or three of these things on this list for you to use within the good of the church body that the whole church may be benefited and grow from. So where do you fit in there? How are you gifted? So this week I challenge you, that's why he gave you these lists to write down. These scriptures to write down. Read over these lists personally this week in your own personal quiet time and pray through this list and say, Lord, which one of these have you gifted me? How can I use this gift and how can I use it in the good of the church? Because he has given you at least some of those. So unwrap your gift. The Lord is saying this morning, unwrap that gift and use it. Whatever it is, if it's teaching, teach. If it's giving, give. If it's encouragement, encourage. If it's showing mercy, do it well. But use those gifts And 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. So use them well and serve one another. And that's what we're called to do. As one body, we have all been given different gifts, every one of us, for the whole good of the entire body, so that the body may function properly. And the body won't function properly. The church won't. We won't grow to what God wants us to be. And people will not, lives will not be changed as well. And we won't have the ministry as well if we're not functioning within all our gifts that God's given. And he's also given us spiritual gifts so that the body may grow and mature. In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul says, beginning in verse 11, that it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the full, whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and the cunning and craftiness of men, their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love. What's it say? As what each part does its work. So as every member of the church, as every one of us do our part and using the gifts God's given, the whole church matures and grows and is built stronger into who God wants us to be. So we are one body in him. Not many different units, but one. All belonging to each other, with Christ as our head. All needing each other as one family. And all gifted, that as we use those gifts, the whole church is benefited for the common good, that we grow in him and become the people God wants us to be, so that we can carry forth that mission of knowing him better and making him known. What's your part within the body? What role do you have? It's important. It's significant. God's gifted you. Use it well. If it's giving, give. If it's serving, serve. If it's teaching, teach. But whatever it is, do it for his glory and for his honor. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have made us a part of your body, that we are connected to you. And because we're connected to you, our head, we're connected to each other, and we all belong to get to each other. And Lord, when one part rejoices, we all rejoice. When one part suffers, we all suffer, because it affects all of us. Because we are all connected to each other, bound together in our love for you and each other, and in the common purpose that you've given us of knowing you and making you known. And so, Father, thank you that you have made us a family. And Lord, that in that family we need each other, that not one is more important than the other, but you value and love us all the same. And that we're not independent of each other, but we're interdependent. We need each other so that we all can be strong. We need people to breathe in, to speak into us. When we get down, we need the gift of encouragement to come alongside us. When we are down, we need the gift of mercy to lift us up. Sometimes, Lord, we need the gift of prophecy to stir us on whenever we've done something we shouldn't. Sometimes we need the teachers in our life to help us understand your word and your message better. Sometimes we need the pastors in our life to be there and to show care and shepherding. And Lord, sometimes we need the servers to be there, Lord, to just quietly serve behind the scenes when they see a job that needs to be done and willingly do it for you and for your glory. But Lord, you've given us all parts to play. All parts are needed and essential. And I pray, Lord, for each one here today, Lord, may your spirit reveal to them, even at this moment, how you've gifted them. Because, Lord, every single one of us and every single member here today is gifted by you. And Lord, reveal to them how you've gifted them, that they can use that gift well for whatever it is you've given it to us to use, not to hoard. Because, Lord, we remember the parable of the talents, that those, Lord, the stewards, that they, the one that didn't use his gift, it was he buried it and didn't use it. Lord, your judgment came against him. You were not pleased with him on the day of accounting. And so, Lord, we want to be faithful with what you've given us, that you use it to, for your glory, for the good and the benefit of the church, that we all may grow and be built up in our faith and in our love to come to the place of maturity in our love for you. So thank you, Lord, that we are one body, gifted to serve you and to serve one another. And we ask this prayer in Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen.